The trainers massaged the animal's flanks and horns and pulled their tails, seemingly as much to soothe their own nerves as to rouse their beasts. Among the crowd, there was a popular favorite. "Lawyer, you're king," they shouted. "This year, you'll win it all." As the fight began, they fell silent. Lawyer and Blanco circled one another, locked eyes, and shuffled backwards. Then they ran straight ahead and crashed into each other with full force. The crowd, enchanted, rushed forward. Since the crowd forms the ring in which the sheep fight, they can shrink, expand, or dissolve the field of battle at any time. The referee tried to restore order among the crowd and on the pitch. The sheep edged backwards, and their trainers huddled around them briefly. Lawyer and Blanco knocked heads a few more times, half-heartedly. Each thwack rang out like a hammer striking a wall. But Blanco had begun to look bored, and Lawyer was searching for a gap in the crowd through which he might wander off. It's hard to call a match. A fight shouldn't go above 30 hits, but there's no clear ending, and sometimes the sheep establish which is the dominant one before the humans are ready to accept it. Farid explained that Blanco had effectively won with the first hit. Blanco's nonchalance and Lawyer's gentle approach towards removing himself from the scene seemed to confirm this. But Lawyer's trainer was not ready to concede defeat. Although there was a referee, casually dressed in denim shorts and a t-shirt, the crowd made the calls itself. Blanco's supporters finally rushed forward, crying, "Well done, let's go!" They rubbed his horns and kissed him on both cheeks, tore their shirts off, and danced him out through the gates and into the streets of El Harach. Lawyer's trainer led him away, forlorn. I asked Farid what was going to happen to the sheep. "Ah, yes, he'll get eaten for Eid, inshallah," he replied. Next up was the big one, Messi versus Pogba. Messi was spry and petite. Pogba looked burly but slow. The match started unpromisingly. Pogba sniffed delicately at Messi's butt. Messi then rushed Pogba, who ran, terrified, out of the ring. Messi's supporters began hollering, but Pogba's trainers, both with scarred faces and prison tattoos, were not defeated. Grabbing a horn each, they hauled him back into the ring as he dug his hooves into the ground. Now the sheep locked eyes and began their backwards shuffle, but this time Pogba backed up so far that he found himself among the crowd and did his best to blend in. Hauled in once more, Pogba stared Messi down. The crowd hissed attentively. The sheep observed one another, Messi taut and focused, Pogba chewing nervously. Then Messi trotted off amiably. The crowd broke into a polite round of applause.